And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Well, James, you done something for the older generation, and you done something for the middle-aged generation. Now it's time to do something for yourself and your homies to ride to. Hit them up with this.
All right, then, dog. Hit me up.
Money than you could imagine in your wildest dream. have dinner sometime? Baby?
Well...
How about tonight?
No, not tonight.
Baby?
Well, all right, everyone. That is Gigolo. Get lonely, too. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. This is your host for this evening, Lady Diva. Phone lines are open. Call in. All right, I have with me all-time recording artist and producer, James Milliken Jr. Are you with me this evening, James?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the Gigolos Get Lonely Too. What made you want to do a redo on that track?
Well, I had kind of grew up a lot on that, grew up on that particular song, and then I got with another musician of mine who's also a good friend of mine. His name is William Roach, and we decided that it would be something that would really be good for me to do, along with a couple of other producers, you know, to kind of update some of that good old school, whatever you want to call it, you know. And I had listened to the record. Matter of fact, I bought both of those albums, and I said, well, let me see what I can do with this. And it turned out pretty good. I got a really, really good response.
All right. Thank you for that information. I'd like to ask you, where are you calling from right now?
Right now I'm calling from March, Mississippi.
All right, Mississippi fans. All right. So tell us how your music journey began, briefly. What and whom sparked your talent and skills?
What I did when I was about 15 years old, well, prior to that, I had written my first song at 8 years old, and I performed it in church. And then after that, I picked up playing drums, bongos, and it just kind of went from there.
All right. Is any of your family musically talented as you as well?
Oh, yes. I have three very talented brothers. Anthony Milliken, Melvin Milliken, and Carl Milliken, and both are all three are great writers and musicians, and we just kind of collaborated and did some things, and pretty much everything we did was really, really nice. Matter of fact, our first album was a gospel album, and it ended up in all the Target stores throughout the country. At that time, I was promoting the gospel single we had out. Well, it was actually an EP, and it just took off. A lot of airplay, and we ended up getting it in store.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. You had collaborated and worked with artists such as Terry Zapp Troutman of Zapp,
mm-hmm.
Sugarfoot Bonner of the Ohio Players, and Curtis Blow and Gerald Levert. Will you be collaborating with them again in the future or not?
Yes. Sadly to say, Gerald Levert passed on, and so did Chiverfoot,
the lead singer, Players.
You know, but he had always told me when he heard my first album that I independently recorded, and I happened to be able to go pick him up, and he listened to it, and he was like, man, I got to do a song with you. And to touch on that, he was actually referred to me by Terry Zaptrop. So we had a relationship started between the two, and it just went from there. And he just loved my music, really did. And,
right.
Like R.I.P., you know, Sugarfoot. But he had always told me, man, I'll do a record with you anytime.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So what I'd like to spin now is Bad Girls. Is there a brief story behind this track here?
Yeah, actually, there was a gentleman out of Memphis, Tennessee. He sent me that song in the form of a demo. I heard it, his scratch copy of it, and I was like, man, I got to do this song. You know, and not often do I get a demo in the mail and I hear something that I really like. Then I got to thinking, I said, you know, I'm R&B soul funk. I wonder what this sound like if I did it in the form of blues funk. And, boy, it turned out really good. They loved it. All my fans.
Thank you for that information. Here is Bad Girls by
recording artist and producer James Milligan Jr. Everyone, stay tuned.
Okay. All right, let's go again.
Kind of like how that came about, and you know, with him being such a legend, I'm like, man, I got to have this guy.
Right. Well, you did a very good job there. And thank you for all that information. Wow. So are you still performing live in your city or anywhere? Or do you plan to have any future upcoming events or performances you want to mention?
Yes, I'm always open for bookings. In fact, the last show I did was in Columbus, Mississippi. And I did a live event there and stuff like that. And it worked out really, really well. We had a pack. The whole park was packed. I really got a kick out of that one. I really did. And then before that, matter of fact, I had two shows booked in Columbus. Unfortunately, you know, in the Delta, we do have R&B acts come through periodically, but blues tend to do a little bit better. But as far as, you know, I'm open for touring. I'm open for shows. I mean, we'll go anywhere, basically, you know. So, oh, definitely, you know, keep us in mind.
All right. And thank you for that information. So can you mention your social media pages and information if anyone want to contact you for booking? Go right ahead, James.
Sure. I have a musician's page on Facebook. I have a Twitter. Now, if you want to find me on Twitter, you have to type in Just Laid Back 40. It's all connected. And my picture and everything will pop up. It'll have some general information about me. I'm also on several other sites. Probably the best thing to do is just type in my name and everything is going to pop up. I even have some videos on YouTube that you can look at. Again, you know, you type in Just Laid Back 40, even the song title, Girl Like You, featuring Curtis Blow and Troutman, and the information will come up. Matter of fact, I encourage people to subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know, to get, you know, regular updates, and also Facebook.
Yeah, I was trying to find you on YouTube, and I couldn't find you under your name, so I'm glad you mentioned it. Said you want to, you have to spell Just Laid Back 40?
Yeah, and also, when Just Laid Back 40 come up, you'll automatically see the video of my song, Girl Like You, featuring Curtis Blow and Terry Troutman.
Right. Yeah, I got that part under just James Milligan. Thank you for that information, though. Thank you.
Anytime.
So, do you have any future music projects coming to the fore you want to tease us about that's coming up with any new music projects?
Yes. In fact, I'd like to mention that I have a two-disc set coming out. A lot of people don't know this, but I have my own independent label, and I've worked with several independent artists as well as some famous artists. Matter of fact, one of the artists that's going to be on the new CD, I used to manage Curtis Mayfield old group, The Impressions, from the 50s, 60s. We got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few years ago. And I am going to include a couple of old songs on it, too, on the EP. I'm also working on a new track with Terry Zapp Troutman as well.
All right. Oh, wow. Thank you for that information. Now, I would like to spin another track. This one's called Sha-La-La-La, Make Me Happy. Is there a brief story behind this track?
Yes. I've always been a big Al Green fan, and I decided to record and license Let's Stay Together by Al Green. I did two versions of that, and then I always wanted to do Sha-La-La, Make Me Happy. You know,
right.
I haven't heard a remake of that one yet, so I tend to look for stuff that nobody's done, you know, but not Let's Stay Together is another story. You know, we... You know, a lot of people redid that song, but Sha-La-La, I haven't heard of a lot of people who's actually licensed and re-recorded, so that's one of the ones I wanted to do. And also Shoeshine Boy, an old Eddie Kendrick song when he was with Temptations.
All right. Okay, then. All right. Well, I'm going to play Sha-La-La-La, Make Me Happy, and you stay in that seat, and we'll be right back.
You got it.
Oh,
Love it. Well,
I
James.
Do too. Yes.
What is your motivation that keeps you doing your music thing? What keeps you ticking?
You know, I listen to today's music, and it's changed so much. You know, it's nothing like how it used to be. And believe it or not, I mean, you know, not to knock the younger audience. I mean, that's cool, too. Some of the stuff that they got is really nice. But it's nothing like the old school. And 75% of the new artists, when they do new songs, have either taken or sampled some type of an old school song.
Yeah, right.
Which took them where they wanted to go. But my thing is, you know, we still have an audience, you know, for this kind of music.
Right,
and,
yes.
And I'm gonna grind it till I can't grind it no more. However, I'm very open to work with new artists and new school artists. You know,
all
I mean,
right.
I'm an adventurous type person. You know, I mean, I take a challenge anytime. You know,
okay.
And I just love music.
Well, thank you for that information. I figure you are a person that's highly motivated and love challenges. So how do you feel doing cover songs compared to your own written music?
I like them both. You know, my thing is, this is my main goal and objective. As you pretty well know, every year, one of our legends always passes, or every other year. And my goal is to make as much music with any of these stars that feel that I'm talented that will allow me to do so. With that being said, the song Don't Say Goodnight by the old Isley Brothers song.
Yeah.
There's a member in the group. His name is Chris Jasper. He had a lot of hits. And I actually was able to send him a copy of the remake of the song I just mentioned, and he loved it. He loved it. And I'm going to tell you, mind you, this is a guy who has, I think, like a bachelor's in music or whatever else it is. He ain't no joke. And when you get a compliment from somebody of that caliber, it just gives me that much more drive to keep making music.
Right.
And when they tell you personally you can do a song in their music catalog anytime, that means something.
Yeah.
It just touched my heart. So that's one of the things. And one thing about music will never die. They just
that's
find
right.
different ways of doing it. That's it, you know. And another thing, too, I encourage some of the newer audiences. You know, I know they sample songs, this, that, and other. Why not check into finding out where that song came from? You know, a little bit of music history. And you may just want to work on a new record even harder.
Right.
Those guys
right.
put a lot of those records. You know, that's why they sold millions. You know, I mean, do what you do, but man, hey, a lot of times the music industry is based around what you do different. It's what matters.
And you've been in the music industry for 25 years. 25 years.
Yep.
That's like a marriage.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's not counting the years I spent, you know, touring with gospel groups before I even got to this point. You know what I'm saying? And with all the old gospel groups like the Mighty Clouds of Joy, man, you got to give these guys those props. I mean, they started this thing, you know? And you know, why not share a little love back, you know? That's how you stay blessed. You know, so that's my thing, you know? And matter of fact, Chris Jasper, one of the founding members of the Isley Brothers, is another motivational thing that happened to me. I got to know him several years ago, and I got to give him credit. He was one of the ones who encouraged me to pursue music business. You know, he was a very, very mentor, a good mentor for me. You know, and that's kind of sort of what brought me to where I am today. You know? Hello?